About 12 years ago, I was a student in Chicago studying missions and was going to take a little road trip. And someone said, oh, you should stop by Bloomington or Normal, Illinois. There's a church there you should visit. I thought, okay. So I'm heading out of Chicago. I stopped by for a Sunday service at Christ Church, at Bob's church. I didn't know anything about Bob, probably like much of you today, many of you. And I sat in the back, and I was blown away because it was a very traditional service, yet there were little kids, 10, 11, 12 years old, taking notes on the preaching of the word and what was going on. I'd never seen that before. And he preached for 50 minutes, and I thought, oh gosh, it's just been 5 or 10 minutes. Just engaged in the word. And when I left, I thought, you know, I've got a lot to learn from him. I'd like to come back. And over the years, especially as a pastor, I'll have a hard situation and I'll call Bob and I'll say, Bob, what do I do? These people hate me. And he's preached the gospel to me again and again and again and taught me a lot about the gospel. So I'm very thankful he would come here and preach the gospel to us today. So Bob, would you come forward? And we just have a few questions to ask you.
I thought I was good for you. Now you're going to interrogate me.
That's right. I'm going to interrogate you. Hey, first, tell us a little bit about your family. Tell us about the Smart family.
Some say we have a lot of smarts. We have 5 children. We had 3. My wife, Karen, and I were debating about a 4th. See, I grew up with 6 kids, and she grew up with 2 in her family. And so when we were getting counseling, we were driving along back from a pastor's office. And I said, Karen, can't you just see our kids when we get married, being disciplined, maybe all sitting on a couch? And she said, how many do you see? I said, 6. And she said, I see 2. And so we agreed upon 4. We had had 3. And we were debating this 4th. And in the debate, one night I would say, Karen, I think God wants us to have that 4th. And she'd say, no way. And the next night she would say, you know, Bob, I think you're right. I believe God wants us to have that 4th. And I would say, no way. And in that debate, God gave us twins. So Ethan now is our youngest, is 6'3". And he has a twin sister, Lizzie, has a heart for missions. He's been to Zimbabwe. She'd love to come here and meet all of you. She's so cute. I wish in some way she wouldn't be into missions. But I'm thankful for what God is doing. The older 3 are married. God gave us wonderful son-in-law and 2 daughters-in-law. We have 5 grandchildren. Micaiah, Anna, Enoch, Sarah, Gideon, and there's 1 in the oven.
All right. That's wonderful. Tell us a little bit about your church.
Our church started off when I came, it was about 15 couples, about 30 people. And I really didn't read any books on church growth and all that. I just thought I'd preach Christ from the Bible and engage people's minds with what it says. The Lord's been good to us. We have my colleague, Pastor Dwayne Otto, will be teaching a little bit. I asked him to come. I have Pastor Dave Keithley and Pastor Jeff McCord. And a wonderful group of elders and deacons and women in our church. And what should I say?
That's good.
Okay.
And then the last question is, tell us about your ministry history.
Ministry history? What would you like? What are you thinking on that?
Well, just you with navigators and then you
went okay.
to school.
I didn't just pop out thinking in life I would be a preacher or anything to deal with ministry. I went to university, and probably you would not want to know me. I was sort of a partier. I was an athlete. I was did well in athletics. That would be basketball, not netball. That would be cross-country running, long-distance running. I don't know what it is in kilometers. In miles, I can tell you. But God broke me. I remember praying to God. I didn't really know him, but I remember praying. I think it's Charles Dickens' anniversary or something. But there was a musical about Oliver Twist when I was a child. And in one of the songs the orphan boy sang was, "Where is Love?" And I sang that for about 3 years to God, "Where is Love?" And at some point, someone came to my college or dorm fraternity and began to discuss and read the Gospel of John. I thought he was crazy. He thought I was never going to ever become a Christian. And somehow in that process, the lights went on. And I began a journey of discovering and knowing Christ and all the benefits that come into the gospel, but mainly treasuring Christ. And that was in 1981. The ministry that the individual came to reach out to me was called the Navigators. My first prayer when I became a Christian was, "Oh God, if this is a cult, please save me." The Navigators. Sounded like a sailing club. And I remember feeling odd when I went to church and all those things. My second prayer, though, was, "Oh God, I have no purpose in life. I don't want to live this way anymore." And I really believe that my friends spoke about the scriptures. And so I receive you, Lord Jesus, into my life as Lord and Savior. Put my trust in him. And that began a pretty fast journey for me.
Okay, great. Phil's going to step up, give us one more now. And we'll turn it over to Bob. Thank you.
Sounds good.
Thanks very much, Rusty and Bob. We look forward to hearing from Bob in a minute as we start off with the introduction to meditation. So that's where we're going to start in a minute. But it's time for the children now, between up to 12 years old, if they would like to go out to, I can't call it Sunday school, we'll call it Friday school. And if you'd like to go out to the entrance there and meet your people that will be looking after you over the next, until afternoon tea time. There's no, you can stay in if you'd like to though, children, but excellent. Excellent, I'll just pray and then we'll hand over to Dr. Bob. Father God, we do pray, Lord, that you'll prepare our hearts and our minds as we start our sessions together on meditation and the gospel. Lord, we do pray, Lord, you'll be with us now. Guide Bob as he speaks to us. We pray that you'll lead him by your Holy Spirit. And we just ask that you'll bless him. In Jesus' name, amen.